I was supposed to tell this story about how Kane had this girlfriend that he killed in a car crash. And it was just insane. And it ends up, I'm at a funeral home with a dummy in a coffin.
Oh, my God.
With Kane's mask on, pretending I'm Kane. I'm on top of the coffin having mock sex with this mannequin.
Oh, my God, no.
And
Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah. And Vince is yelling at me. God damn it. Do it harder. Make more noise and stuff. It's got to be over the top.
I really did. I screwed your brains out.
Hey, Bryant, why does Austin Theory trigger you?
Okay, how much time we have?
We always go Broadway on this thing. So
yeah,
why do you hate stupid Austin Theory?
All right, we'll start with the obvious. His look, man, it just pisses me off. His look just pisses me off.
Can you be all more right. specific about the nicest look pissing you off?
That's the first thing that came to mind. It may not be the number one thing if I sit and think about it, but that's just the first thing that popped into my head. But
right.
Yeah, I'm just going to put it out there, man. And I think his looks are supposed to piss people off, but they're doing a hell of a job. As far as I'm concerned. The other thing is, I can't take him seriously. I can't.
Why?
Just like Aaliyah. I can't take her. I mean, she looks great and I think she's gotten better, I guess, because we never saw her in NXT, and all of a sudden she's getting, you know, the spotlight on SmackDown. I mean, really? Okay, well, and then same with Austin Theory. They treated him like a freaking goof in NXT the last time we saw him, and next thing you know, he's under your boy's wing.
Yeah, he has to be my guy. What makes you think I have any influence on who gets picked for the Royal Rumble? Fuck you. Get out there and take a selfie.
By the way, there's no gay undertones in that situation, is there?
No.
Holy shit. Mm. You think that guy's going to be playing some poker in Vince's basement pretty soon?
Oh, goodness.
Oh, delete. That never happened. That never happened.
Edit. I think they've toned Vince down, at least in this last segment tonight that we saw on Raw. I think they've toned him down, or he's toned himself down. I don't know whoever the hell is telling him what to do. But he doesn't need to be on camera. I mean, I'm not one to talk, but I'm on YouTube. This is a YouTube thing. And
yeah,
we started out as a podcast. This has kind of evolved, but he doesn't have to be on camera for this.
Well, we had heard many years ago he didn't want to be on camera. And then they, you know, the old Bonnie, what's her name? Bonnie Hammer from USA Network. Who was like, well, we got to have I just love seeing the McMahon family on there. But then, like, I thought
that was way back a long time ago.
They internalized that shit forever, obviously.
Apparently. I mean,
he blew up the limo that time to take himself off television. That was the whole deal behind that. Now,
yeah, that was, Again,
I just got to feel like it's got to be Pritchard like, hey boss, we need you on TV. The Rumble's coming up. The Rumble's going to happen. We got to have you on TV. You know, it's one of those situations or something.
All right, Bruce, I'll take one for the team. I know I look like I'm going to die any second now, but...
Who does your makeup there, Mr. M? Mr.
That's the same guy that does a lot of the dead bodies on some of those horror movies.
We think alike. I was right on that.
We wrote a huge check to Rick Baker. You know, Rick
Baker
is the...
Does Katie Vick ever ring a bell?
Holy shit.
God damn it, make me up. Yeah, put that.
Like, and tonight it was, and I really do hate to get into this, but like one eye looked bigger than the other one too on Vince. It was
See that. I'll have to go back and look.
Yeah, go back and check it out. I think it's the left one.
Go take a nice selfie of yourself.
Gosh, man. And you know what I was thinking? This is the way I think. I'm sorry. But as they were panning out of him and went to the next segment or whatever, you know, they're focusing in on his face, I'm thinking, I'm looking at him going, man. To think I was trying to remember how he looked when I first started watching WWE, you know, back in the mid late 80s or whatever. And I'm like, God dang, he just looks so bad. He just needs to get off TV. He might, I'm sorry.
I don't know. I think he wants to, or maybe he can't, or I'm not sure. I don't know what's going on.
I just don't think it's a good look for them. I'm sorry. I'm not one to talk, but I'm just saying.
I don't know whose vanity is that puts him on television. I don't know if Kevin, again, if it's Kevin or if it's going to be Bruce or who is insisting that he be on television. I don't know, man.
I hope it's not him. USA thing. I think it might be a USA thing, man, because he's not on SmackDown. I don't see him on SmackDown.
No, but then again, like, you know, when they were using, and apparently, again, Stephanie and Paul have been thrown out of the kingdom, so we don't see them on television anymore either. And she always was great on television. She always had a great look on television.
Sure.
And
sure.
So did Paul. Every time he would come on, he always looked really good. And
They're both really charismatic. I've never said they weren't, but they just, you know, just like everybody else, they just get on your nerves after a while because
I don't know whose vanity is that's putting him on TV. I know that that last segment when Beth and Edge were fucking up everything, that was Kevin Dunn just jacking off.
I didn't see that coming. Did you?
Well, no, but it was Kevin Dunn jacking off with those jump cuts. It was like, take two, take four, take three. It was all that shit. It was like Kevin Dunn just whacking. I've been holding off. Now I'm going to jack off. Oh my God, I'm going to come. And there it is. And then they did 3D on one of those indie guys. I don't know if you saw that.
I had to take my dog outside. I take Stanley outside, so I didn't see that.
One of those indie guys, Beth held him up and Edge cradled the neck. They did 3D on one of them. I don't know if that was a shout out to Bully Ray or what it was. I'm not sure.
You know what? Are we going to talk about that at any point?
His awesome take on the John Moxley thing?
Yes. God
almighty. Like, could you possibly, like, I know what that motherfucker does. I know what his ego is like. Yeah, I meant to draw that kind of heat. Like, no, you didn't. You get caught. Now you're going to pretend you were working. That's what you're doing, asshole.
I think he's just fishing is what he's doing, you know? Essentially. But if he's not, it's even worse. So either way, he's an asshole.
I guess it was on the Busted Open show on SiriusXM. Busted Open,
yeah.
Where he goes on this rant and he says that they were talking about this stuff on Dynamite and Moxley coming back. And he said that Moxley deserved an apology and Moxley didn't do that. And Renee publicly went, bad take.
Yeah.
Very bad take. And everybody's like going with bad take on that one. It's like, I don't know if he's like, well, you know, I'm just getting that heel heat, brother. That's what I'm doing, is getting that heel heat, brother.
You know what? Fuck Bully Ray. I'm just telling you. I'm going to quote the crowd at GCW from over the weekend. Fuck Bully Ray.
That's my real job, brother. Loud. I get heat, brother. That's what I do.
Well, good. You did great because people hate your ass right now.
He's
IRL.
He's an asshole. There's just like nothing positive about that. People thought I was a dick because I was bringing up that, you know, that blind item from the whole idea about like, well, it wasn't just drinking. He nearly died, and he got Narcan back to life. That was what the blind item said.
Which I thought,
you know, they should have been more open and honest about the situation. And I will say this, because I did get some criticism, like, oh, you're going with this blind site. That same blind item site, crazydaysandnights.net, you familiar with this Chris Noth situation from Sex and the City?
No, you're talking about, but I don't know the situation.
He's in the Sex and the City reboot, and then he was in a Peloton ad, and then it came out that he had sexually assaulted and or possibly raped a couple of women over a period of time. They were way out. Crazy Days and Nights was way out ahead of that story.
Wow, okay.
By a couple of weeks.
I mean, I missed this totally, I think.
Yeah, Chris Noth has played Mr. Big on Sex and the City, and he's also in Law and Order, and he's been in various other things. And
When did this happen, though? I mean, when did this...
When did the story break?
Yeah, when did the story go?
About a month ago.
Oh, okay. I hadn't heard about that at all.
It was like right after the Sex and the City reboot came out.
Gotcha. Okay.
And then I'll just go ahead and ruin it because I don't think that we share a lot of audience with the Sex and the City fans. So I'm going to go ahead and just spoil this for you guys. Yeah, I don't see those demographics really.
Okay, I'll take your word for it.
On the Venn diagram, those two wheels couldn't be further apart. I don't think.
Jesus. God
damn. What happens in the Sex and the City reboot is she comes home and she's with Big. He's on a Peloton. He has a heart attack and he dies.
Oh, wow.
So Peloton goes, well, we're just going to make an ad. And he's in the ad going, I never felt better. And he's like, they're kind of making fun of the situation for those who know. And then these accusations. And I read the story about the two women. It was in, I don't know, the early part of the century and then a few years ago. And I read the stories, and the stories were independently very similar. They had some very similar details there.
That's not good for Chris Noth.
Don't know if they're good or not. Peloton said, we're out. Thanks. We're good. And then, you know, the women in Sex and the City said, we believe her and we believe the accusers and they think we should have their day. But yes, the Bully Ray take was terrible. Mox looked really good on Wednesday Night Dynamite. And then the first words out of his mouth were fuck.
Do
we know what the guy said? I feel like what the guy said, what the fan said was something like, hey, you want a drink or something like really smart ass like that.
Yeah.
That's what I feel like happened. And
probably I should ask Colton.
I heard from Brian Last that they actually didn't throw the guy out. So whatever it was, it didn't work. It was a fine promo, and he did his thing, and then he left, and then he's lost.
I think he gave Ego a pretty good – I mean, he not gave him a match, but he made Ego look good, I think.
Yeah. I'll say that's probably right about that. What is the worst promo that you've seen this year, and why is it Cody Rhodes on last week's Dynamite?
Is this a trick question?
That guy is fucking rudderless right now. I'm sorry. Again, these are people that are pretending that they know what they're doing. Speaking of Bully Ray and people who are pretending they know what the fuck they're doing.
Oh, my God. I saw a video, a meme or something that was talking about that. It was just like, you know, somebody talking about one thing. And I forgot the total gist of it, but it was totally about Cody Rhodes. And because it said Cody Rhodes during his promo in Dynamite or whatever. And it had like, you know, just what you were describing, just off the wall shit from out of the left field, just no transition whatsoever.
Like most of the shit on Dynamite is pretty good. And then it's like, oh, there's Dan Lambert. Oh, there's Cody. It's like, we have to balance all of this stuff out. They do. And I still think the women's wrestling is a total turnoff on there. Even Britt Baker, as much as she's improved, I don't find much enjoyable about
Example. The women's wrestling.
I like Serena Deeb. Okay. I think Serena Deeb puts on a pretty good match, and she rolls around.
She's been around a bit.
Yeah, she's a good hand. She's one of the best workers out there. She's kind of underrated as a worker, actually.
I don't think a lot of the kids today, the younger kids, know who she is exactly.
No.
You know, they don't know the Punk deal and all that stuff. Which is
weird, because like, again, of all the wrestling jack-off stuff that they do on AEW where they reference stuff that happened 20 years ago or whatever, I don't know why they're not having a Punk and Serena reunion because, you know, they're theoretically in the same building sometimes and they could bump into each other and make some sort of shaving head reference. Ha, 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 ha.
Yeah. Ha. That's kind of the first thing I think of in a way. I thought that was like – that was I thought that was a good storyline, by the way.
It was fantastic. It was fantastic. He got now that's an example of getting the exact kind of heat that you wanted, because he was doing the Jesus thing, and then in places down south, he was totally getting the oh, you're Satan, and you're being the heat that McMahon was trying to get with the Katie Vick angle. Like Punk really got with that shit.
Yeah,
with that Messiah thing. I mean, the shit that Vince was trying to do. Phil actually got it with that.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. I need to go back and watch some of that. I've not seen some of that stuff in a while.
And when because it was like he had who was with him now? Luke was with
Luke.
Him.
Yep.
Because I know he did it like he said that there was a certain way he did it because Luke was one of the disciples and he had a Luke. And then he had another one with him.
Oh, there's one more, right?
It was Joey Mercury. It was Joseph,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. I never remember that one, but yeah,
he did
I
knew Joseph.
Somebody else, though.
He did Joseph and he did Luke. And then he was doing Serena, and she was supposed to be his Mary Magdalene or whatever. And it was, you know, it was totally intentional, and it was all of it was fantastic. All of it was tremendous back then.
Yeah, I'm telling you. And but yeah, so I think it people need to go back and look at Serena Deeb and all that stuff that don't know about her.
But that Cody Rhodes promo was completely.
Yeah.
And I thought Brian Last made a great point on the new Cornette show. He said ever since Cody got that fucking tattoo, that fucking neck tattoo, it has been shit city ever since then.
God, that is, I don't know if that's coincidental, but I think you're right. I think he's right.
Cause I think people were like, well, you're a baby face with a neck tattoo. Don't we associate with that, like with that Latin Kings or something? Isn't that what we I don't know how many of the Latin Kings are actually baby faces. I'm not sure. In certain communities, maybe, but
I'm thinking about that. And you're so right, man. I mean, normal people. I mean, my daughter, Holly, she has more tattoos than any girl I think I've ever known in my life. I mean, she's got a ton of tattoos.
Right.
But you wouldn't know it.
Right.
If she has to cover them up, she can cover them up and it doesn't look obvious or anything like that. But how many people like that that even get them on their freaking neck?
On their necks.
I mean, I know there are people out there, but I mean.
And you're supposed to be a baby face. And then he's like, no, I'm going to be a heel. In real life, it feels like Cody Rhodes wants to be liked and loved as much more than anything in the world. That's what it feels like. And I don't know what it is. I don't know if him and the combination of him and his wife wanting to be huge stars. I don't know if that's the big problem. But he wants to be liked and he wants to be loved more than anything else. And then you also have these reality television series dreams that this motherfucker has. And I just don't get it. Now they kind of played themselves into a hole with this thing. I don't care what they say. They can say that they're really appealing to the smart fans and all that stuff. Nah, this shit ain't flying. They're just on a treadmill with this guy. They're on a hamster wheel with this guy, and he can't figure out any momentum whatsoever. And he can't figure out what his character is or what he's supposed to do or whether he's supposed to be Cody the executive or whether he's supposed to be Cody the wrestler. And then I guess they just signed the new contract or something.
I think so. I think, yeah.
Plus, he's
plastered all over the place on TNT and TBS with that big Go Big show thing and in his own show. And so, I mean, people, you know, just getting the old, you know, same old shit, getting it crammed down their throat and just getting tired of it. As much as people loved him once he got shit canned from WWE and went out on his own. And right, and that was like about the time we saw him. You and I saw him out in Dorton Arena.
That's correct.
And people loved him then. I mean, you couldn't find anybody that was even going to remotely boo his ass.
Well, there was, because he had stood up for himself against the machine and people they really related to that. But at some point in time, you can't just define yourself by, you know, being not Stardust. I'm not Stardust.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Well, then what are you? Well,
what are you? Yeah.
I'm sort of Dusty's son and I'm sort of Dustin's brother and I'm kind of
my old thing.
I'm Brandy's husband and I don't know. And then I'm a vice president and I'm sort of a game show host and I'm kind of a businessman, but I'm a trainer too. And I don't think he's figured out who he is.
Yeah, I think he may be onto something there.
But you know, the last resort, if he puts the makeup on, how great would that be? How great would it be to see him put the makeup on?
Can he do that and call himself something else?
Well, he'd have to call himself something else, and he'd have to have some sort of the scheme would have to be a little, you know, an
could it be appreciably- like the Yeah, could it be like the Vanilla Ice Queen thing? Instead of like the star going pointing up, it just, you know, kind of points northeast.
Sure.
You know?
I don't know.
Or some shit like that.
If WWE doesn't sue him, then Paul Stanley will. It's going to be really, it's very.
Yeah, well.
You're treading it very.
I can't argue with that.
And then it's like, oh, well, he didn't want to do it, and that's why he quit WWE. But now we're just giving you a wink, smart fans. It's a wink.
Yeah.
That would be very interesting to see that if they called it shit dust, which I think is what it should be. And then they could play off of that. But he doesn't know. He doesn't know where he is or what he wants to do. This is our first episode that we've done in a while because of work and things have happened and Bryant's been sick for a little bit, so we have not been able to sync our schedules together very well at all. We had some weather issues also here in the Carolinas.
Yeah, that was big. That affected both of us. I mean,
absolutely.
In a work sort of way.
So we're glad to be back. I know some people were like, "Hey, are you ever gonna do this again?" And we'll do it again. We just have life is kind of getting in the way right now, but we'll figure it all out.
we had good intentions.
As we enter I think this is going to be we enter our eighth year of doing this.
Eighth year? Oh, my God.
We certainly appreciate you if you've been around for 8 years. I know there's a few of you have, so we certainly do. And we've met a few of you and hung out with a couple of you, and we certainly enjoy it. So as we head into another wild.
And our buddy excuse me, trying to get over the cold you were talking about. But
lingering cold.
Yeah, lingering's the truth, dude. Our buddy Gray that I went to AEW with, and just want to again thank him for scoring those tickets and getting us great seats, and had a nice dinner and had a pretty good show to watch. So, or a couple of pretty good shows, maybe three, I guess, if you count Rampage.
Were you really expecting them boys to show up?
I was, man. I really thought that would happen. I was disappointed, but I mean, I don't say disappointed. I was disappointed in the whole thing, but I was just disappointed in the fact that I really thought they were going to show up. I thought that would have been the perfect place for it.
What is the latest on that? I'm trying to take a look and see, because it's been teased for such a while.
I know. Well, I thought it kind of cooled off a little bit. I really hadn't seen much about it. I hadn't gone looking for it, but I haven't seen anything standing out either. Have you?
I have not either. I don't know what's going to happen. You just don't know. The Briscoes may show up at the Royal Rumble. We have no idea. We have no idea.
Maybe.
So many, you know, the forbidden door has been thrown open. We just have no idea what's going on right now.
Man, something tells me that they are going to pull some craziness on us here. It may not be like, God dang, I don't know. It could be Chris Jericho. That'd be pretty big.
Yeah, that would be beyond huge. I don't even know what that would mean.
What do you think the odds are? I mean, I'm seriously asking this question. All right.
The odds of Jericho showing up?
No, not Taj Jericho. I just thought of somebody else, and I'm like, I was just gonna say the name and just be like being stupid, like, yeah, that happened. But then I started to say it, and I'm like, why couldn't it happen? What about Omega? We hadn't seen him in a while. I mean, I know he's still all AEW and everything, but that could be maybe his return to wrestling and then, you know, make an appearance there and then start on something in Dynamite.
Less than 10%, I'd say.
Think so?
Kenneth Michael Omega. I don't think he's going to show up.
Okay.
I think all that stuff's been teased way too much. Lita got her money. You know, Mickey's got a good payday. There's going to be some surprises. You got to feel sorry for Johnny Knoxville. He's really being overshadowed in this whole thing. You know?
Well, you know, I do, but he knew what he was getting into.
This young lady at work who hasn't followed it in a long time, she's like, Johnny Knoxville's ruining his career. Yeah, that Oscar nomination's out the door.
You can ruining just forget that his now. Career.
Yeah, it's over now.
God damn, those Jackass nominations that he's had over this. What the fuck? Come on, man.
If he didn't, like, what is the peak of Johnny Knoxville's career? I thought it was when he co-starred with The Rock in Walking Tall, in the remake of Walking Tall.
Okay.
What was that? That's been like 12 years ago or something, right?
Yeah, at least. At least.
I mean, Johnny, he's coasting on fumes anyway, so, I mean, that's what he's doing. And God bless him, they're doing another Jackass movie. I can't believe people are still paying for that shit, but fine.
Yeah, same shit you can see on YouTube for free.
I know. If you want to see like senior citizens get hit in the nuts, just go to any rest home and go to bingo night down at your local nursing home. It'd be fine. They'll just hit each other in the nuts fighting over like who won bingo on that round.
You're not wrong.
So do you have any predictions for any wacky things that are going to happen? Any wacky participants?
I don't know. I can't really pinpoint anybody. There's really a lot to choose from if you think about it, from not just AEW, but just Ring of Honor, Impact, in New Japan. I mean, it could be.
Okada's going to show up. You think Okada's going to?
Well, you know, I don't think that would work just because I don't think the WWE fans know enough about even Okada is, you know, there's a few of them out there, I'm sure, who they know who he is, but
he's in the Wrestling Observer Hall of Fame, Bryant. Could you please just put a little respect on the man's name?
I know, but I'm not, believe me, I'm not trying to downplay that fucking Hall of Fame at all, but
We haven't talked since all of that happened, and Jim Crockett Jr. did make it in.
Good. He should.
Big Jim did make it in. Big Jim's son. Big Jim's son made it in. So
Big Jim's son. Okay.
That was nice that they did that for the family. Of course, he's dead and he can't enjoy it. So,
Don Owens can't have everything.
Don Owens has been dead for many years, so he really can't enjoy it. But it was a nod to the Portland guys, and there it was. That was Okada was also the guy from that was one of the ones, and then there was a Mexican tag team
luchador.
Yeah, I can't remember who it was, but those were your winners in the Pro Wrestling, the Wrestling Observer Hall of Fame.
Was it Nacho Libre?
Nacho Libre was the one who made it. That's correct.
Okay,
it was El Hijo del Santo. So Santo's great great grandson actually made it in. So that was a
okay.
That's not true at all. I just made that up.
I had no idea. I'm just going along with you.
Sure. It was another posthumous one. Elijo de Paraguayo, he made it in.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Too soon? I'm being told by the producers too soon. Okay, well, I apologize.
Watch those phone lines are going to be lighting up here in a second.
That was that was shocking when that guy died because his neck snapped back and it didn't even look that bad, but he had a cervical rupture and then that was it. Rey Mysterio was in that match.
I know. It was scary, man.
In beautiful fucking Tijuana. I mean, I don't want to flashback on that, but Jesus.
Well, I mean, that's a scary thing. I mean, just think how simple that looked and how it could have easily happened. Almost like Dale Earnhardt. I mean,
Oh, yeah. That was not the worst wreck that Dale Earnhardt's ever had by a long shot.
No.
That wasn't even the worst wreck, I think, at Daytona that day. I think there was one that was, like, way worse than that earlier on.
I think you're right.
Was that when Tony Stewart went on his roof earlier in that race? Didn't that happen? I think.
Oh, is that the one? Is that the same race? So.
Yeah, I think that happened.
Wow, okay. Yeah, I do remember that. I just didn't associate that.
If you showed those two wrecks, which are 21 years ago, and you said, "Well, one of these people died," you'd be like, "Oh, the guy who went on his roof." Totally.
Yeah. I mean,
he was fine.
Yeah.
I'm thinking maybe Bron Breakker makes his way into the Royal Rumble.
I wouldn't doubt that.
I'm thinking they give the guy a little piece of cheese on that one. Yeah, let him get in there. I don't know if God, you'd love to see a Trevor Lee. You'd love to see a Trevor Lee get in there. A Cameron Grimes make it.
I wouldn't be shocked at any of the NXT guys really making a run in the Royal Rumble. I don't know how many spots are left that we don't know.
I don't know. I'm not sure. Would you like to see a Lifetime Achievement Award for Gargano or Ciampa? Would you like to see them just kind of get a moment in time to get in there in the ring for a second?
Sure. Why not?
As those guys.
They deserve it. I mean, you know.
Here's a fun one. William Regal. They bring William Regal back. One-day contract. They let him get in there, let him do his shit, and they just throw him out.
If I was Regal, I'd say, kiss my ass.
It's just a little cherry on top of the sundae. Here you go. Here it is. And then you go.
Why would he want to do that?
I don't know.
Just to get a pop?
Well, just, you know, a little money, a little cheese on the Whopper, as that fat guy down in Alabama likes to say.
Yeah.
A little cheese on his Whopper, and then it's like breakup sex, and then you're done.
All right. Maybe. All right.
Maybe. I don't know.
It's hard to say, man. It really is. All I'm saying is I can't pinpoint it. I would be a fool, really, to sit here and try to pinpoint it without knowing any kind of information about anything. But I just don't think that freaking – and God bless Mickey James. I love her to death. I'm not trying to devalue her in any way. But I just don't think she's going to be the biggest, you know, people kind of person that they're going to get because they've already – first of all, they've already announced her, you know, and the wow factor is kind of over now.
Yeah, but then that also makes you think if they did that, then who else could be
right? From
that was the little nibble on that one. Like, could there be some other Impact people? You know,
I don't know if it's necessarily Impact. I think it might be somebody just
from All Elite Wrestling.
I don't know, man. Yeah, it could be anybody. Who knows now, man? I don't know. I mean, I could, like you were saying, like Kenny Omega giving him less than 10%. I mean, we could go through and give everybody percentages like that, but I don't think anybody would be 0%.
Oh, I wouldn't say 0% for anybody. Chris Benoit, I'd say 0%. That's about too soon again. Is that too?
That's too soon.
Okay. People that are still with us. Okay. If we want to get all broken down like that.
What was the,
okay, here's a name. Here's a name.
Uh-huh.
Here's a name that I thought of, and it's not out of the realm of possibility whatsoever, but it's just a name you're not hearing really that I'm hearing. The Rock.
Well, the check they'd have to write for that guy
to come in at number 30 or some, you know, not have him in early.
Yeah, I don't know. Does
clean he house and have him and Reigns?
Does he have anything that he wants to promote right now? I don't know if he has anything.
Maybe he might have something coming up in like May or June. Like
he's always got. It seems like there's always some project that he's involved with the producing or another season of Young Rock or something that's coming up.
Something, yeah. I mean, God dang.
Because he fucked him the last time because they kept stretching the show out for him and it never worked out.
Yeah.
That last time they thought he was going to show up and it never, nothing happened. And then they fired his cousin. So, you know, that's gone. Nia's gone. I mean, his other cousin is still there. His other cousin.
Well, I was going to say he's got some still. He's got some fam still going on. So I mean, I think he's still all right. And I think he and I have a feeling he understood the whole Nia Jax deal, probably that was going on with all that with her and the accidents in the ring and that sort of shit. So I think he probably got all that, family or not. I mean, because she's not all upset about it. I mean, if she was all crying and whining about it, he might not be, but she's cool with it. So why would he want to make a stink about it?
The Walter story. It's kind of disappointing.
Gunther, come here.
It was going to be Gunther Stark. I think most of you know the story by now. They filed a trademark application and then some people did just a basic cursory Google search that any Yahoo in Cedar Rapids, Iowa would have been able to do at the library. And they found out, oh, Gunther Stark was a U-boat commander for the Nazi Navy.
How about that?
All right. Hang on. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to call him Goebbels. How about Goebbels? That sounds good, doesn't it? Can't use that one? Hang on. Himmler. We're going to call him Himmler. How about that? I think that's how it's going to work, isn't it? All right. What about for his valet? We go with Ava Braun. I've always liked that name. It's a strong name. What's wrong with that? God damn it.
I've made him cough. That's why he had to mute himself.
Oh my gosh. Cough. Yes, I'm sorry. Thank God. I haven't laughed like this since about a week ago, at least.
Hey, bro, shit. Would you still fuck the green M&M even though she's wearing sneakers now?
Oh, I don't know. You know what sneakers mean, like you said on Brad and Britt.
of all the shit to get pissed off about.
It's just like, oh, am I really reading this right? Am I hearing all this right? Really? A million freaking things to be upset about right now, and they're worried about fucking M&Ms, man. Oh my God. I just
blow. Are you mind. Have you been over on that chat on Messenger that Dennis and Adam and I have been going through, and I'll cut the JR promos about what's going up, what's happening on AEW?
I haven't heard any of the promos. I just kind of go in and look see sometimes, and
I'm gonna go ahead and cut one live. I'll cut one live
do,
right
do
now.
Do one, yeah.
Because Dennis is asking what's new on AEW this week. So hang on a second. I'll just go ahead and cut.
Hey, good old JR, coming up on AEW Dynamite this week. Cody Rhodes cuts another promo that doesn't mean shit. Also, more Dan Lambert, because Dan Lambert puts his asses in the seat. And you're going to see in action Dr. Shit Taker, BMB. It's another big old AEW Dynamite on TBS. It's Wednesday night, and you know what that means? It's time for my drunk ass to make some more money.
It's a little promo for AEW Dynamite.
Can't wait.
Yeah, it should be good.
Hey, good old JR. Come on, AEW Dynamite.
They can play it back anytime they want to and enjoy that. I like to do that for the boys.
That's great.
I did one for Adam, being the big Niners fan that he was after that big victory over Green Bay.
Niners! Robbie Gold!
The guys who did the play-by-play for the Chicago Bears radio network back when Robbie Gold was the kicker for the Bears. They had a good one. And I know Jeff Joniak is the color guy, but I'm trying to remember who the play-by-play guy. They're very good anyway.
Yeah, I don't
know. When he would kick a game-winning field goal, the one guy would go, because Gold is, and the other guy would go, money! And it was awesome. It was
that is
awesome.
Cool. That's the shit I'd do. If I was play-by-play, that's the shit I'd want me and my man to do.
Oh, they killed it. It was so amazing. So yeah, I think they've dropped the idea of Gunther Stark.
Good call there, dumbasses.
Probably not gonna be a good thing for them there.
I don't even want to live in a world. Goddamn cancel culture. You can't even name anybody after a Nazi anymore. Son of a bitch. All right.
Sorry, Vince.
Walter, your new ring name is Tim McVay. How about that? You like that one? How's that work for you? You good with that one? All right. We can't do that one. How about Charlie Manson? You like it? Oh, shit. They already tried that with Mick Foley back in Dallas.
Yeah, it worked for about a half a second.
We're not going to do any of that shit.
There was a Charlie, you know, they do that. They did that in Mexico, that Charlie Manson character down there. It was like Charlie Manson 666 or something. They go buck wild in fucking Mexico. They don't care.
Apparently.
They don't care. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised, like, in sometime in the 90s, there was like JonBenet's killer. If they had like a guy named that came out to the ring, because they don't give a fuck. They don't. There's no political correctness or anything. You just do it. You just go out there and do it. Like, coming to the ring now, it is Eric and Lyle Menendez. You know, so I wouldn't be surprised if that shit happened. Fucking, I think
people Menendez brothers, they held the title. How long did they held the title?
I ain't gonna say the Menendez brothers. They were in there and held the title about 50 years there. I think if you go see Jay Leno do stand-up, he's still doing Menendez Brothers jokes, by the way. But I think when he dies...
It's never not funny.
Well, when he dies, they're going to put a Menendez Brothers joke on his tombstone. It's going to be like, what the... So, excellent job by the WWE doing some just cracker deck research before you start naming a new character.
Yeah, right?
We're gonna need a new
one. Why they gotta change it anyway? I mean,
that's the point. I mean, that's always.
I mean, I gotta change it. God damn it, we can't go with just Walter. That's bullshit.
Why not?
Well, we gotta have it. We gotta change it. It's gotta be something Naziistic.
You know, here's what pisses me off, man. They just assume that nobody knows who this guy is, and they're gonna change his name to Gunther. No, and it just doesn't matter. And the people who do know what his name is, because they know who the fuck he is, which is, I would venture to say, more than 60%, 70%.
Mm-hmm. Probably.
No fans know who this guy is. He's just like, oh, they won't remember. You know, that just, it just makes us, makes fans, I don't know, just makes fans look stupid to me the way he does it like that. And it just bothers me. Fuck him.
Wrestling Observer, Figure 4, WrestlingOnline.com. Regarding the Ronda Rousey stories, she is definitely in the books for WrestleMania. And being in the Rumble would set it up. Fightful reported her as a surprise in the Rumble, and it certainly wasn't denied to me, and some notes about Mania were confirmed. But also confirmed plans are on the table for her return. You know what I got a strong whiff of tonight when I was watching Raw?
What's that?
Shit. No, I mean, I got and that's usual. But no,
Did you breathe air also while you were watching?
I did. Okay. I got a feeling that Liv Morgan's going to go over in the Rumble.
Really?
And I don't know where that came from, because you know they gave her a little bit of rub early, and then they cooled her off a little bit, and she looked pretty good in that one match tonight. I got a sneaking suspicion. Keep your eye on that one. Just keep a little marker on that one.
Okay, well, I'm just asking before I do that, want to ask you about Rousey. If she's a shoe-in apparently for WrestleMania,
yeah,
I know it wouldn't necessarily mean she would win the Rumble, but how would do you? So you don't think she's coming to the Rumble, and if she is in the Rumble, you don't think she'll win? Talking about Rousey.
She might come in and be a part of it. She might get screwed. She might do something to challenge Bex after the Doudrop match. They did it, you know, they've done an okay job making Doudrop into kind of a badass sort of scary character, I thought.
Get rid of that name.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, she had a great – Piper Niven is her other name, and that's a great name, man.
They Wait a minute. What about Gunther? What if we called
Piper Stark. That's her name.
Ava Braun. That's Ava your name.
Ava Braun.
That's what we're going to do with you.
I thought they
did an okay. And so, like, I feel like maybe Rhonda will show up and she'll get in Becky's face or something like that. That might happen. She doesn't necessarily have to be a participant in the Rumble. But,
well, you're right. Okay. You're right. I don't know what I was thinking because she could technically lose the Rumble and go after the other belt that the winner of the Rumble doesn't go after. So,
but I'm looking for a good old three-way. I want a big three-way dance with that women's championship at WrestleMania. That's what I want.
Hey, wouldn't doubt it.
As you know, I'm a huge fan of the three-way dances.
Well, you know, if don't you think Bailey might be coming? We know she's coming back because she might be thrown into somebody's mix there at the end.
Good question.
But yeah, I'll watch Liv then since we figured that out about Rousey. So
they said Roddy Strong and LA Knight were in Toledo for Raw tonight. So LA Knight might be another guy that would come in the Rumble. I wouldn't be surprised to see him at all.
No, not at all. He needs to be up there, man. I think he could be. Fans love him, man.
I certainly do. I mean, he's got a great look, and I think the guy's killer.
That catchphrase, and he can work the damn mic in general. And
people
love doing that. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I think the guy's awesome. AEW Wednesday for the Beach Blast from Cleveland. Jesus.
Yeah, I think they missed it on that one.
Cody Rhodes.
Unless they did it on purpose. It's an inside joke thing. You know, that.
Yeah, we're being too clever by half. All the smart fans were in on it. Why can't you other guys get with it? No. See, it's just like this thing they did in New Japan back in 2006.
Shut up! Jesus! Just do something! You meta motherfuckers!
Meta.
Yeah. Cody Rhodes against Sammy Guevara, ladder match.
I'm interested in that match. I am. It
should be good. But fucking Cody puts himself through flaming tables with no effect. So I don't know how the ladders are going to do, but we'll find out.
Well, that's part of the reason I'm interested in that match.
Santana and Ortiz and Chris Jericho versus Daniel Garcia.
Oh, they're going to turn on Santana and Ortiz are going to turn on.
Oh, please. Jericho. Please let that happen. 2.0 is with Daniel Garcia. Layla Hirsch against Red Velvet. Orange Cassidy against Adam Cole. Lights out match announced. CM Punk and Dr. Britt Baker, DMD, are scheduled for promos. It's being tabbed a beach break, says Mr. Meltzer.
Beach break.
Beach break. AEW is coming off very strong rating for the advertised return of Jon Moxley. They are. All the shows on TBS have been killer so far. Real good. And even Raw, up against that Monday Night Football game last week, did okay, at least in the demo, which is surprising.
Wow, okay. That was a playoff game, too.
It was. In fact, it was. With no football opposition, it would seem a long shot for AEW to beat Raw, though the race for men could be interesting. See, ever since AEW started making the demo the story, now it's kind of not working in their favor because the WWE is pulling some pretty decent numbers in the demo. Both for Raw and for SmackDown.
There are plenty of people out there, and I guess you know this too, that still love everything about WWE. You know, they give, you know, I don't know if they just don't know or don't care about the stuff that we know and care about and don't care about, and they just go with it. And I guess there's maybe more of them than there are us. I don't know, but I guess that's where that comes from because it's just like, I start thinking about even 15 years ago, if I missed a Raw, I'd be so pissed. I mean, if I missed a tape, you know, if I was running recording it, I'd be so pissed, you know, And because this is before, you know, you can go back and watch it on demand, and they didn't. It was just before on the on
it's the back for us three fucking hours too.
Well, that too, yeah. For that matter. And I just hated when I missed it. And now it's like, if I miss it, I'm like, whatever. I'll just read about it. Sometimes I don't even read about it. We start talking about it sometimes on the podcast. That's the first time I know about it. I just don't care sometimes.
Men 18 to 49 has seen AEW win 5 weeks in a row, but WWE has had tougher competition. Plus, WWE is a week from the Rumble, which is its number two event of the year. And you'll notice what they went off the air with on Raw is like, this is what we want you to, you know, this is what we're really going to sell this pay-per-view, this premium content with.
No, I took Stanley out. I missed the very end.
It was the fucking Miz shit. It was the Miz and Maurice against Beth and Edge stuff. So it's like, okay. Oh, this is what you get. Because I did want to ask you, do you think it's a coincidence that Brock Lesnar was decked out in a bunch of cowboy shit tonight?
Didn't think about that. Yeah. You know what I was thinking about? But go ahead and tell me what your theory is on this.
That was it. It was like, well, you're wearing some cowboy shit. Isn't that something?
I didn't even put two and two together on that one. I was just,
because usually he's not. Brock usually doesn't wear some cowboy shit.
No, you're right. I didn't quite put, like I said, I didn't even think about that. I tell you what I was thinking about. I was thinking about all those years I was so sick of him, months, years, whatever, sick of him being champ and not being there, and how much I like him now Brock Lesnar, you know? And
it's so weird.
Finally getting on the mic. I mean, he's not great, but he's pretty good. He's pretty funny. And I like his damn look. And he comes to that, and I see him in the get up tonight. And I'm like, damn, I like him so much now. I know. Because I don't know where this get up is, but I can tolerate Brock Lesnar in it. I'm just glad he's there, you know. Yeah, I'm just glad he's fucking there.
But well, Heyman, like, I mean, Heyman's
for
a
some
big
reason,
part
I don't
of...
like Seth Rollins and all his stupid looking shit. You know, I don't, it's like,
well, if Paul Heyman was with Seth Rollins, it would be a lot better act. You would probably have a better attitude towards Seth Rollins than you have.
You probably have a good point there, sir.
I mean, I will always say that a big part of getting Brock Lesnar over was Paul Heyman. It was a big part of getting Roman Reigns over, no matter what anybody says. So,
yes.
You get Reigns doing his thing with Rollins right now. You get Brock doing his thing with Lashley. And I still think the point and the finish line has to be Brock against Roman at WrestleMania, whether it's night one or night two. I think that's got to be what you shoot for. To me, that's a main event.
You don't think the fans are tired of that?
I don't get the sense that they are. I don't, because they've been away from each other for a little bit, and then you still have the Heyman stuff kind of hanging in the balance as to who he's going to turn on, what's he going to do. That still wasn't completely resolved. And then now it's interesting because the Usos are not going to be allowed to interfere in the Rumble in his match at the Rumble, Roman's match at the Rumble. So there's enough elements, and I just feel like that's your two biggest stars in the company right now, to me. And if you have a chance to put that match together for night one or night two of WrestleMania, that's what you do, to me.
Well, I don't know. I guess it could happen. Well, for one thing, I'm thinking about The Rock, and we keep hearing this about The Rock coming back and stuff. So I think it might happen this time. We haven't really heard much about it. I mean, his name getting brought up in any kind of little hintful sort of ways. I don't know if that's a telltale sign or not, but I just know I haven't heard anything. But it just something tells me that we're going to have Rock and Roman this time. And I don't know about the Brock. I don't know about Brock. I'm not sure. That one's still,
It would be so tremendous if they had like some sort of Samoan world championship that those guys would fight for. You know, that would be like, if they had like some sort of some beautiful, like a Samoan artwork or something, that would be so fucking great if they would do something like that.
Yeah. And you have some of the older guys that are left come in and, you know, it'd be ringside,
Afa,
you know,
Afa and Sika. Yes. Oh my God. Oh my God. It'd be so great if they would do something like that.
Freaking Rikishi there.
You'd be like, and both of them could say, you know, I love the WWE World Championship. I love the Universal Championship, but this means more to me and to my people than anything I've ever fought for, blah, 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 blah. Oh, that would be, I would love to see some shit like that. That would be amazing.
Hey, man, think about this for a second. Here I go with my fantasy booking.
Yeah.
The mark that I am. How about this? How about Roman loses to Seth at Royal Rumble? Seth is the champion, and we do have what you're talking about, a belt, even though Roman doesn't have a belt, but that would be a great match to have between Roman and The Rock without having a belt on the a WWE belt on the line, right? Because Rock, people would know that Rock was not going to win the belt because he's got shit to do. You know, he's not
exactly. He doesn't
have time. So having something like you just said, I was like, whoa. You are on to something here, my man.
Well, it could be an artifact. I mean, it doesn't have to be a belt, but it'd be great if it was
something
a belt.
Like that. Yeah.
And then,
if
Rocky does end up winning it, and then you could have him like doing interviews and stuff with that up in the background, it just like kills Roman. They could do it like down the line. It just pissed me off to see you, and you had that in the background. It was on your fucking wall, and I just knew that it belonged to me, and I knew I was the real tribal chief and all that. I mean, I think this is stuff that could work, but, you know, what the hell do I know?
I mean,
how's my promotion doing?
Yeah, I was right. I know, but I just keep thinking about The Rock coming in and how they're going to do it and everything, and I don't know. That sounds something that's very plausible to me, but as far as after that, I don't really – know where they would go with Seth Rollins, unless they want to put Kevin Owens against him, since, you know, that's or something. I don't know. Getting kind of crazy here, but yeah, that's a definitely a good idea, dude.
Let's go through some of the matches. Let's go through the entire card on the Royal Rumble. We'll save the Rumble matches themselves for last. Roman Reigns, the champion for the world of the WWE Universal Champion, against Seth freaking Rollins. And because of that stipulation from last Friday night, the Usos are now barred from ringside. I just don't see Rollins going over on Roman, particularly at this time of the year. You want to keep this guy strong. And again, I think they're looking at a title versus title thing for WrestleMania. Do you have any good sense of how that one might go?
Well, no, I thought I did. I was with you until we just started talking about the Rock thing. So, I'm going to go with the odds, man. I don't know. I'm going to go with you on this. I think I think Roman will win.
Edge and Beth Phoenix against Miz and Maryse. Edge and Beth Phoenix in a mixed tag team against Miz and Maryse. I don't know if I have a big sense of where that one's going. Obviously, it's easier to job out Edge and Beth because they're part-timers at best. Maryse, of course, is a part-timer. I don't know if you want to put Miz and Maryse over because I'm sure we've got another season of their TV show coming up. So I'm not really sure where they go with that one to let the baby face. Because, the Edge and Beth stood tall on Monday, which usually means they job at the pay-per-view or premium content or whatever we're calling it. So I'll go ahead and say Miz and Maryse go over in that one.
I'm with you. I think so too. I think they got it. If you're going to be a heel, you can't keep losing and expect people to watch your fucking show. I mean, heel or not, you know, you can't be losers all the time. You can't be just a joke.
Big time Bex against Doudrop. There's no way in hell Doudrop wins, right?
Nah, I can't see that. I mean, that would be the swerve of the, well, I know it's early in the year, but it'd definitely be a high bar to achieve to be the swerve of the year after that.
They did a good job with, I thought, the Bianca Belair and Zelina Vega match. I thought they did pretty – I mean, it wasn't like the match of the year or great or anything, but the whole thing made sense to me.
I'm with you. Hey, I got a like from Zelina the other day.
They said that SmackDown was the best number they got since September the 10th. Do you remember that September the 10th show at the Garden where they didn't let her wrestle?
Yes.
It was the day before the 20th
because
the 20th anniversary of 9/11 in which her dad died. So
yeah.
Jeez. They're just always trying to make up ground. Like they're trying to make up ground for fucking over Bianca last year, and they're trying to make up ground for fucking her over back in September.
It's too much ground to make up.
Too
many people, too much ground.
Brock Lesnar with Paul Heyman taking on Bobby Lashley. I still don't, and I still protest, and I don't know if it's just me. I don't see Bobby Lashley on the main event level as much as they, I mean, God bless him. His the body on that guy is as good as anything you're going to find. His promo is not great. MVP is okay as a spokesperson for him being, I guess, the black equivalent of Paul Heyman. But I don't see Bobby Lashley on the big time. I mean, I see him on a main event level, but I don't see him as being like on your top guy level, I guess would be how I would say it. I don't see him as being all that.
Why is that?
I don't, just because there's something lacking in the act. You know, he works the way he's supposed to, like a guy who's huge, like, but there's nothing in his comebacks or his facials that are like, oh, this is great. I really like this. And there's nothing that's super innovative about his offense that makes me like him that much. Obviously, his promos are lacking. I don't think MVP's getting him over like the way that he should. So he's, I mean, to me, he's always good, not great, if that makes any sense.
I understand. I just don't think he could ever be a good face. I don't think he could ever be a good baby face. He just doesn't have that personality, you know?
It doesn't feel like it.
And he doesn't have the facial expressions for a baby face. And do you remember the whole thing when he came back as a baby face a few years ago?
Right.
After being gone for a while. I think it was right after he left Impact, I believe.
Right.
And he came in and he was talking about his sisters and then how much he loved his sisters. And then it turns out he hated all of them and all, you know, but I was thinking the whole time, if they're trying to turn him into a baby, he is such a fake. I mean, it's just, I don't know if he's trying to be fake or not, but it's just, it came across as just horrible. And I'm like, there's no way he can be a baby face. So anyway, I just think he's just one of those guys that's just made to be a heel, man. Just kind of like Lesnar. I mean, people like Lesnar but he's not a baby face. He's a heel.
Women's
they're both heels.
It's a heel program.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think Lesnar will win too. I'm with you. I don't think Lashley's going to win.
Women's Royal Rumble match. I've already told you that my sneaky pick is going to be Liv Morgan. And obviously, we know about Mickie James. And we know about Lita. As far as a surprise, we're always good for a Molly Holly showing up, right? We're always good for like a Tori Wilson.
Yeah.
I don't know if Stacy Keibler is ever going to be in a WWE ring again, but you know, maybe a Stacy Keibler might show up.
Maybe.
I'm trying to think who else would be on good standing with the company that would be allowed back in.
What about Victoria?
Yeah, Victoria would be somebody that would be allowed to come back in. Maybe Melina. I'm not sure if Melina would be allowed to come back in or if she's in good standing.
What about Camille? Do you think there's a chance that she might see her?
I wouldn't rule it out. I don't think that's a bad idea. Kelly is always someone they like to bring back from time to time. So Kelly, I mean, he's got soft spot in his heart, but a hard spot.
Somebody in his thought of that might show back up at the Rumble is we hadn't heard from in a while is Asuka.
Asuka's another one. Yeah, Asuka would be another good one that they could bring back as well. So.
And if she shows up, that's my pick.
You think Asuka to win the Royal Rumble match?
If she shows up, I think so.
Okay. The men's Royal Rumble match. I don't know if I have a good gauge on this one as far as who they're looking to get over, per se. I know they talk about Johnny Knoxville. They were promoting the shit out of the Bad Bunny thing, so I don't know if he's on tour, if he would be able to come back and make an appearance in that thing.
Maybe.
We talked about LA Knight, maybe Cameron Grimes, maybe Gargano and Ciampa, Bron Breakker. It's really,
I think you're safe pick on anybody from NXT, to be honest.
Pretty much. Yeah, I think Bron Breakker is almost assured to be in it.
Yeah, I would almost go with that one. It was somebody like a Grayson Waller, too. You know, somebody.
Yeah, that's another one.
Time, too.
Don't be surprised if they try to get your guy, your homeboy Austin Theory, pretty late into this match. Feels like they're really trying to put the Spurs.
I
was thinking
about that. I really hope they're not going to let him win this shit.
I can't see him in a main event though at WrestleMania. That's the real stumbling block.
I mean, I guess he's okay. I've only really seen him wrestle a couple of times, to be honest. I don't know.
The real rocket to the moon is if they put
you know, Bron Breakker in there and he wins the thing. And then obviously he's shot up there and he's like in the main event at WrestleMania.
Wow. So would he have to relinquish his NXT belt?
That's a good question. I don't know if they've all figured all. I think it feels like there's no question this guy's going to be a world champion. He's going to be someone they make a star of one of their shows. They're just trying, I think, very hard to balance their need for a huge star on Friday night or Monday night with kind of keeping him at a level where he's, hey, you know, and for years, the rap against them was they would always put guys on TV way before they needed to be. And it was so detrimental to their careers. There were so many guys they did that to that hurt them. But I think they're trying
to me. Explain this one to me. How did Dominic Mysterio get out of the whole NXT thing, but Bron Breakker didn't?
Well, first of all,
because Rey Mysterio is an active member,
right? They had all of that stuff, and they used the entire family to get him over and shit. And you know, he had some help when in some of those matches. You remember how good they were making him look? Didn't he wrestle Ziggler in one of those matches, and Ziggler made him look like $1 million bucks?
Yeah,
early on. I mean, he had some people polishing the fuck out of him, and I hope he realizes the favors they did for him early on in that one.
Yeah, and I'm not saying he's not good. He's gotten a lot better. I mean, he's still not, you know, like superstar material, I don't think. But, I mean, he has gotten better. But my point is, I guess, I mean, it's just, it doesn't seem, should I use the word fair? It doesn't seem fair that he got to come into the main roster just out of the blue. And then here's Bron Breakker that is obviously, I think, just galaxies better than he is.
Oh yeah.
I'm sorry.
Oh no, that's tough. I don't think anybody would argue that. He's a better worker. He's a better facials, better pedigree, better body.
Just, yeah. Yeah.
All the way around.
And it's just because of the fact that Rey Mysterio is still an active roster member and the Steiners are just crusty old, you know, fossils.
Barely recognizable. In fact, when he celebrates with his dad at NXT after the match, it has to be not on TV. Which I love. They're going to put that shit on YouTube. I'm going to say the winner of the Royal Rumble is going to be. I'm going to say Big E comes out and wins.
Really? Okay.
I think they're not quite done with him. And as an added bonus, you know, we're pretty close to Black History Month, and I think that means the Street Profits might win a match soon.
Well, I can't argue with you on that one. You're quite correct. All right, so,
you know. Any thoughts on the winner of the Royal Rumble or any surprises?
Yeah, I'm sitting here thinking, man. I've tried to think about it during the day, and I've just kind of kicked around names, and I really haven't come up with a conclusion on anybody. Because I mean, how can you? I mean, it's almost, you know, it's like you think they might swerve everybody and have some, you know, just somebody at left field win. But as soon as you think that, it'll be somebody like freaking Drew McIntyre, you know?
Right, right.
Not that I don't like Drew McIntyre, but I mean, you know what I'm saying? So right. I'm going to go with, wow. I'm going to say, as much as I don't want to, I'm going to go with Austin Theory, man. I think
Austin
they're
Theory.
Pull the damn trigger on him.
And he's going to be in, that means he would be in a main event at WrestleMania, challenge for a championship.
I just, man, think about it. I just don't think they're going to have Vince McMahon looking like he does and come out there and get to try to get this guy over like that without there being some sort of end game.
What if you do this? What if you, when you bring Bron Breakker up to the main roster, God, he's going to need a heater. What if you bring him up and he immediately just goes after and starts attacking Brock Lesnar?
See, I'm down for that.
Brock's the guy that actually makes him. But again, Braun's going to need somebody that can talk for him.
Maybe they could put him in the stable with Brock Lesnar.
That'd be amazing somehow, some way, if they
and
were
then
able
have
to do
them
that.
Have a feud down the road, you know, like have a like an internal right. kind of thing, you know?
The student challenges the master, that kind of deal.
There you go. There you go.
And then like if Bron Breakker comes in and he's a Paul Heyman guy and he's got the t-shirt that says he's a Paul Heyman guy and all that shit.
Right.
Interesting. And then you're almost doing kind of an evolution thing where like this is going to be the next iteration of Brock Lesnar. That's what this guy is. Yeah.
There you go. See?
I can see it. He's doing
Riders. We're not riders. How the hell is that not happening? What the hell is this all about?
Our promotion is sucking.
What else is there?
It's kind of like Bron Breakker's doing somewhat of a riff on a 1980s wrestler with his gear and shit. It's kind of an 80s thing. But, like, I think Rick Boggs is kind of doing an imitation of an 80s wrestler, don't you think? Or Boggs or whatever his name is.
Yeah, I guess. And I'm going to tell you, man, that dude just gets on my last nerves. I just don't give a shit about him. I don't care if he's that good in the ring. I don't care how good he is on the guitar. He just fucking gets on my nerves. I don't like him.
I think he's okay in the ring. I mean, I think he does. I think he acquits himself nicely. I think he's a decent, you're not buying any of it.
No, I mean, he might be. I just, you know, I think he's fucked up Shinsuke. That's what I think.
Oh, wow. Interesting thoughts.
I think he fucked it all up with Shinsuke. They got some doofus playing a guitar saying the same shit every week.
Every time. Any final thoughts on another award-winning edition of Katie Vick is Alive Alive?
No, it's nice to be back. Nice to talk some wrestling.
I'm glad you're healing.
Thank you.
Glad you didn't have COVID.
To be healing.
Yeah.
I was scared there for a while. I thought I might have the COVID, but the test come back negative. So I'm good lucked times. Out.
Bryant is
Blue
available.
Still no fun.
Bryant is available for your social media pleasure at Bry Sports, BRY Sports. That is for Twitter and Instagram. Stanley Jackson 23 is where you'll find him on TikTok. The show Twitter is Katie Vick Alive. That's Katie Vick Alive. I am at Britt Whitmire on Twitter. I am at BDub4Reels, BDUB, number 4, REELZ on the Instagram. And if you want to support what we do, you can shop at our Amazon store because you need stuff for, I guess, Valentine's Day is coming up. So you need something there. Go to katievick.com. That's our Amazon store. It doesn't cost you anything extra. That comes out of Amazon's end. And God knows that Bezos can certainly afford it. Until next time, fans, we'll see you ringside.
Fans, that'll do it for this week. See you next week. And until then, so long for now.